So welcome everybody to day three of Sight and Sound Technologies Unpacking Tech to Make You Feel at Home webinar series. Of course, it's all linked with our home specials for the month of August. My name is Stuart Lawler. I'm from Sight and Sound Technology. Absolutely delighted to be hosting these sessions all this week. I have to say we're getting some lovely feedback from people who've been attending and who've been participating, and we're very grateful for that feedback. Today, we have Matt Ater from Vispero. And I think Matt needs very little by way of introduction, although I think, Matt, it's your first time being on a Sight and Sound webinar, so you're very welcome. But Matt's been involved in lots of things across the brand, I suppose, for many years. And Matt's going to be talking to us today about JAWS, and make sure to bring all your JAWS questions. I know Matt will be happy to answer them. Tomorrow, we have Ron Miller. Ron is going to be speaking to us about the Focus Braille displays and the Pearl camera. And I'm very much looking forward to Ron joining us tomorrow at the same time, 2 p.m. here in the UK and Ireland. Well, today, as I said, we have Matt Ater. If you'd like to get in touch with us during the day today, during the session, you can do so by raising your hand on Zoom, by pressing Alt and Y, or if you're listening on a mobile platform, you can activate the raise hand button. And you can also type in the chat by pressing Alt and H, and I will monitor the chat and raised hands, and we'll make sure to have plenty of time for questions after Matt's presentation, or indeed during Matt's presentation, or whatever way Matt wants to do it. So welcome everybody again. We're looking forward to a great session, and it only leaves me to hand over to Matt. And thank you, Matt, for coming. I know it's just after 9 a.m., I think, in your part of the world. So first job of the day. We hope it's a nice one. And hand over to yourself.
Thanks, Stuart. And yes, I love these sessions. First of all, I want to thank you for inviting us. And I know that Eric was in yesterday and Ron tomorrow. And it's a great opportunity both for us to share stuff, but more importantly, to hear the kinds of questions that you may have as participants. You know, as we see more people coming into this session, we know that there's people who have questions about, you know, how does this work, or why does this work this way, or I have this bug and how do I solve this? I can answer as many of those as I can. If not, we'll get back to you guys. Stuart, we'll have your contact information, I'm sure, to be able to answer any questions that we can't answer today. So this year, in 2021, it was kind of a big year because if you look at the release, and you know, for those of you who are new to JAWS or were not upgraded to JAWS, you may have seen or heard of some of the new features, and I'll cover some of that. And some of that may have been covered by Eric yesterday when he talked about the voice assistant within Fusion and Zoom Text. And very similar here within JAWS, there's a voice assistant. We call him, and I'm going to say it very carefully because I'm sure he's listening. We call him Sharky, and he didn't hear that. That's good. And basically, through a command, and it's either with the word hey in front of it or that word that I just said, you can basically give JAWS commands. And the idea behind this isn't to drive your entire computer like some people would. It's not going to be as advanced as dictation would be, like if you're dictating into an application or something like that. It's not made to open Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and those applications. It's designed to make it easier for you to remember commands that may not be as something that you would remember on a normal basis, because there's, you know, a lot of keystrokes within the applications. And one would say, well, if I've been using this application for 20 years or whatever amount of time, I don't need a voice assistant to help me through that process. And that's probably true. The question is that, you know, or the comment to that would be that not everybody's been using this for 20 years. Additionally, as you get older, you may forget a command. I don't know why I would say that, because it's never happened to me. And additionally, you may find new commands that you didn't know existed. An example would be, and this I've discovered while talking to customers like you, one of the commands was copy speech history. I had no clue we had a keystroke for that. And so I spent like a day looking at commands that I didn't know. And I've worked with the company for 7.5 years. I've worked in the industry for 25 years, started using, you know, JAWS for Windows and stuff. So I know this product, I thought, right? And I didn't know that there was a command to, I knew there was a command to clear the history. I knew there was a command to see the history. I didn't know there was a command to copy the history. And so then the question is, do I want to remember that keystroke or do I want to give a voice command? And so the benefit now is to be able to use some of those voice commands to be able to do some of those functions. Now I'm going to try to do some of that here. It sometimes it works when I'm using Zoom. Sometimes it doesn't because my microphone is being used by Zoom right now. And so there's a chance that some of, if I try to wake it up, it's not going to listen, but we'll attempt to do that either way and give some examples on how that may work. So what I'll do is I'll load up Microsoft Word. Oh, wait, I guess I need to share my screen just a second. I'll go back over here.
Just while you're doing that, Matt, I'll just remind people again, you can raise your hand if you want to get in the queue for questions. Alt and Y, activate the raise hand button if you're on a mobile device, or if you want to type in the chat, I'm monitoring both those. So if you have anything you want to say or ask Matt, do so. And I see one hand going up already. So we will go to the raised hands in a little while. And also just to remind people before we go back to Matt again on Friday of this week, we mentioned already tomorrow that we have Ron Miller from Vispero. On Friday, we have our own Sight and Sound Tech Surgery. It's always a bit of fun, nice way to end the week. So come along on Friday and have all your technical questions answered.
And Stuart, I'm not watching the hands. So as long as you're keeping me honest with the hands and the questions,
I'll keep you honest. Keep you on the straight and narrow. We might break in 15 or 20 minutes just to go through the hands that are there, if that's okay.
No, that's perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Right. Lovely.
My favorite time is actually talking to customers. It's
and we have your screen share and your JAWS.
I just stopped it. So hold on. Let me start again. Let's see, share sound.
I think we did hear JAWS. Yeah.
There we go. Again. Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
Perfect. I hit the wrong keystroke.
Task switching to move to an item. Press the arrow keys. Document one word to move. Meeting controls. Meeting control.
Your JAWS is quite loud, Matt. If you want to turn it down ever so slightly, maybe space. Just might be louder than your voice.
So here's a keystroke that a new feature of JAWS. So you can do insert space, V for volume.
Volume.
And then J for JAWS.
JAWS.
And then you can bring down the 90%. Volume. Let me know if that's a little bit better.
Bring down slightly 80%. More. Yeah, that's perfect. Sounds good.
Okay, so now I've set it at 80%. I press the escape key and my volume has now been saved.
Meeting controls to move to an item. Document one word to move to
so a... I'm in Microsoft Word and I'm going to go ahead and
equals.
Load some random text here.
Rand, left,
and I just typed in equals rand left parentheses 3, 3 right parentheses
three, right parent,
and enter. Press enter. And now I have three paragraphs, three sentences each paragraph. So it's just a garbage text that Microsoft is friendly enough to give me. And I want to
top of file. Video provides a powerful way to
go ahead and I'm going to save the document because if I'm going to use place markers, which is one of the commands I'm going to show you.
Control S, save this file. File name, leaving menu.
Right, I just named it random. Okay.
Print view, edit.
So
text box designs, top of file to make your document look.
So I've moved to the second paragraph. And what I want to do is move the second paragraph to the end of the document. Now, most of us would just hold down the shift key and arrow through it until you've selected everything you want and then copy it and then or cut it and then move down to the bottom. There's also a feature within JAWS called temporary place markers. And I love this feature, but what I loved more was that adding it to voice commands, I didn't have to remember the command anymore. And the command was kind of awkward. It was like control Windows K to set a temporary place marker. And then you had to go to the end and then you had to press insert space M. And that didn't make any sense to me. Okay, seriously, it's like one command is this and the other command is completely different. Well, this is what happens when you run out of keystrokes on a keyboard. So what I'm gonna do is use the voice commands and we'll go ahead and say, hey, Sharky. See, it didn't work because I think of this. So I'm gonna do the keystroke for it. Insert Alt space. Start selection.
Marking place.
And what it did is it marked the place at the beginning of the paragraph. And now I'm going to go to the end of that paragraph.
Themes and style blend, period, blend.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to do the same keystroke, insert alt space, finish selection.
Selecting between marked place and current position.
And if I wanted to at this point, I could use the command to read selected text. And I'm not sure if it's a voice command. Let's go ahead and just try it. Let's see. Read selection.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it's not a voice command. That's a great one. I'm going to have to ask, but it's insert, shift, down arrow.
Selection is to make your document look professionally.
Okay, good. I've heard that it's copied, selected some text. I went ahead and stopped it. And now I could use my normal cut commands, which is Control X.
Cut selection to clipboard.
Go to the end of the document, Control End.
Bottom of file, blend.
And paste.
Paste it from clipboard.
And now that paragraph's been moved to the bottom of the document. Now, you could have done all this through the keyboard, but if you don't know that start selection and finish selection commands, that's the benefit of using something like the voice assistant. Now, I'm going to go ahead and create a new document with Control N for new document in Word.
Control N, document to Word, edit.
And I want to do, I want to copy my speech history and then paste it. So my speech history is a lot of stuff right now because it's been, as long as I've been using the computer today, up to 500 different lines of text, which is what speech history does in 2021. So I'm going to say, copy speech history. So I'm just going to do the same command, insert alt space. And again, I'm doing this because using Zoom and the voice assistant may not be as easy. Copy speech history.
Copy speech history to clipboard.
And then I'm just going to hit Control V.
Paste it from clipboard, page 10.
And now I have 10 pages of text from the last, you know, whatever I've done. So let's arrow up.
Document to Word. Paste it from clipboard.
And I'm just arrowing up. It says pasted, document to Word.
Blank. Bottom of file. Cut selection to clipboard. And sidebar. Click insert and then choose the text box design.
That's what I had previously copied and pasted. So you get the idea is that the voice assistant gives me some ability to do commands that I normally may not know the commands for. If I, you know, just learn a couple things. And if you're not sure if it has a command like I did before with read selection or something like that, just say it. And if it comes back and says it doesn't know what to do, then that's fine. You know, it's going to let us know that you've asked that, not you personally, but it's going to send that data back to us to say, hey, there's a person out there who keeps asking JAWS to read selection. Maybe we should actually add that as a command. And so none of that is public data in terms of tied to you. It's all private data. It's just the string of text that's been asked. To help us guide us to the kinds of things people are asking it to do. Now, if you've done what Stuart's done, which is say, get me a beer, we're going to probably ignore that command. But for all the rest of the commands, we'll focus on those.
How did you know that? That's very scary. Are you watching me on camera or something? It's really
not good.
I just
said
good.
We don't record anything about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sure.
So the voice assistant is a very powerful way of doing it. You can turn all this off. So I'll go ahead and show you that. By default, it's turned on. And during the startup wizard of JAWS for Windows in 2021, it prompted you for all of those kinds of things. It talked about the voice assistant had a checkbox. Do you want to enable it and stuff like that? And it's enabling the wake word, but you can also turn off the voice assistant completely. So I'll just go to my desktop, open the JAWS window.
JAWS context menu, option submenu to move.
And I'll go to utilities. So I'll hit U.
Voice assistant submenu.
Top option is voice assistant. Press enter.
Enter. Talk to JAWS insert plus alt plus space.
And you'll see the command at the top for talk to JAWS, and that's the hotkey. If I arrow down one.
Settings dot dot dot.
I'll see settings. I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Folder view list view. Recycle bin 1 of 11. To move to items, use the arrow keys. To edit the selected item, press F2. Default all applications, JAWS settings, center dialog, preview, voice assistant, open, 5 items, to move through or expand items, use the arrow.
All right, I'm already highlighted, even though it's settings center and it's default all applications, I'm already highlighted on voice assistant, and I can arrow down through the list.
Level 1, enable voice assistant checked, 1 of 5, voice assistant.
And you can see it's checked. If I hit the space bar.
Space, not checked.
It unchecks it, and then I could press the enter key twice and it saves it. I'm going to turn it back on.
Space checked.
And then if I arrow down.
Wake word, listen for wake word, Sharky.
So my wake word is, I can't say it because it's going to listen, Sharky. Now watch that. See, it's listening.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
And I could change that.
Space, listen for wake word, hey Sharky, two or three.
And we added this because it's smarter to add the second word because it's less likely to be listening if you use the hey in front of it. I'll press space again.
Space, do not listen for wake word, three of three.
And then you could set it to do not listen. That means the only way for it to work would be to do the keystroke. So if you don't like it listening or you think it's listening too much, you can turn that off. Again, all the stuff that you say isn't being sent up. It's just when you're sending up those commands. We also shortened in May. We shortened how long it listens. Before it was pretty long because we weren't sure how long it would take someone to say the command. There's also a sound that plays, which you've heard. That sound is not necessary. You can turn off the sound. You don't have to wait for the sound. Once you press the keystroke, you're good to go. Once you say the wake word, you're good to go. You don't have to wait. Just like it is with the Google device or the Amazon device, you don't have to wait for the tone.
Enable voice assistant sounds checked.
There's the enable sounds.
Microphone input device, Windows default input device.
You can change which microphone it's listening for. And I'll give the example here.
Space, capture input terminal AC interface.
So that's a microphone that's built into my camera. Do it again.
Space, microphone array, Realtek R audio, three of four.
That's Realtek is the built-in into the computer.
Space, transmit to Plantronics.
And that's the microphone I'm using right now.
Space, Windows default input device.
And then default, which I don't know which would be default, but I can choose that microphone here.
Take me to the privacy policy.
And then you can read the privacy policy. So if you're interested, you know, we do have to follow all the rules of privacy in the US as well as GDPR and the rest of the world. So
level zero,
you'll see all the
classes.
Data there. And that's it on the voice assistant.
Alt F4, JAWS settings.
And
no button to active enter.
I don't know with
9:20 a.m.
We're at 9:20. I don't know if we want to take some questions before we move on to the next topic or your thoughts, Stuart, on that.
Let's take one because there is one hand. Michael Griffith has been very patiently had his hand raised for a little while. So, Michael, I'm going to invite you to speak.
To move to an item. Video provides so should, edit.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
Thanks very much for that presentation. I think Sharky is a very exciting innovation in JAWS, and I think all of us JAWS users who aren't already using it are looking forward to it, because, as you say, it is difficult to remember all the keystrokes, but it's a wonderful system. You actually answered the question. I put my hand up to ask. I was just rushing a little bit ahead of myself. I just wanted to know, is it in 2021? And it is. But another question I wanted to ask you while I have you is, I upgraded a while ago to Office 365, and I'm now on at the moment on JAWS 2018. And when I upgraded to Office 365, I think that the two systems didn't work well together as well as they did with my older Office program, you know. So have you heard about any problem like this in relation to the kind of, you know, JAWS working with 365?
So this is a great topic, and it's always, as we're talking about, you know, the kind of specials that Sight and Sound's doing this week. But part of the reason, part of the difference between 365 and whatever you were using before, is that Microsoft, previous to 365, was a boxed software solution. You would buy Windows in a box, and you'd maybe get an update every so often. Most of them were security updates, but not lots of changes in Windows 7. You didn't see drastic changes. In Windows, they're changing, you know, in Windows 10, they were changing twice a year, plus additional changes for security and stuff throughout. Windows 11, we understand it's only going to be once a year, I think, is what they said in their announcement. In 365, they're changing every, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, depending on which cycle you're setting yourself on. And it's in the software. So keeping up with your version of JAWS is kind of critical, because you're using a 365 version that is 2021 July build, most likely, right? And so that has enhancements on stuff like UIA, which is the way Windows talks to a screen reader. Same with all the enhancements of Windows throughout that period of time. So you're probably sitting on a version of Windows that's built in 2021 from April of 2021. So all of those enhancements you're not getting that have been passed on to JAWS that are part of 2021 version of JAWS. And so we have to sit side by side with Microsoft and Google and all of those other companies. We have, you know, we have people who work side by side with them to make sure our software continues to work. And that's why keeping your software up to date is most critical today, because they're changing. And those are just two applications. I mentioned Windows and 365. And then you can also say Google Docs and stuff. But it's also the browsers. Your browsers are changing almost, it seems like, every time you open them up. And so if you're using Firefox, you know, 78 or 68 from last summer, and you're using a JAWS 2018, it's possible it stopped working until the next release of Firefox, because they changed the setting. Same with, you know, the enhancements of Chrome and Edge Chromium. We didn't support Edge Chromium, which is part of Windows 10, until the January or February release of 2020. So, and I think it also went back to a 2019 version. So I mentioned that kind of stuff because it's critical to keep your software up to date today. And working with Sight and Sound to figure out a solution for you to get up to date would be a critical path for you.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, Michael, and thanks for the question.
It is a great question. I do worry about, you know, people sitting back on older versions, because, you know, we used to think of JAWS as a box software you bought once and you're done. But if you don't, you know, and that worked back when Windows didn't change, when Office didn't change, when the browser didn't change. But it's changing so frequently today with the way they're doing agile development that if you don't do it, you're going to be pretty far behind.
Okay, so get your upgrades in, and you can. We'll give the contact info at the end of the session where you can get in touch with us if you don't have that. There's a couple of hands are flying up now, Matt. So it only takes one to start at least.
It's quite all right. I can take the questions.
I'm gonna go through the hands. I see, just to say to people who are putting things in chat, I do see stuff coming in chat too. So I'll get to the chats in a little while. We make sure we deal with everything before the end of the session, and of course make sure we have a little maybe sneak preview with Matt of some of the things that are upcoming. You'd never know. But I'm going to go to John Morris. John was with us yesterday as well, so it's great to have John back. So John, you should be able to speak. If you'd like to.
Have you got me?
We have you. How are you?
All right, thanks. So I'm not quite sure when it unmutes now, because since the last update, Zoom doesn't tell me that it's unmuted.
Yeah,
talking about bugs, but
yeah, we know that it's a bug and has been resolved in a beta, so we're hoping to get that out soon. Right. So it's definitely a problem that we somehow. I think it was. I don't know if it was a mix of us and them, because Zoom put out an update at the same time as we did. So that was bad timing.
Well, my actual question was the reverse of that first one, which was I'm still on Office 2016.
Yep.
I'm loath to upgrade, because I know where everything is, and I don't want to learn a new menu system and layout and whatever. But I find that I'm on Fusion, and I find that the things that don't work on it now that used to a couple of years ago. Things like an Excel, it doesn't. If I mouse hover on tabs, or line numbers, or column letters, it doesn't announce them. Things like that.
Well, I'm wondering, and you're using the latest Fusion.
I've taken the latest upgrade on Fusion. Yes.
Yeah. So we should check your settings. So I would work with Sight and Sound to look at the settings on your mouse over settings, because it's possible that that got switched with your upgrade. So let's make sure that that's actually turned on.
Well, it's actually been like it for, I don't know, 6-9 months. I've been talking to Sight and Sound about it, but
okay.
I get the impression that it's 20, you know, the older versions of Office are getting left behind. Is that not true?
No, I mean, we still have to support them. I would not expect that to stop working. So that should be reported as a bug if it is, because we should still be able to do anything you point your mouse at, we should still be able to speak.
Okay.
So let's just make sure Sight and Sound submits that as a bug, and we'll work on that. I wouldn't worry about moving to 365. There's not, you know, when you look at 2016 and 365, you're missing out on a lot of accessibility enhancements that were driven by Microsoft in 365. So if you have an opportunity to migrate to 365, and I don't know the cost difference. So I'm not like going to recommend people go spend it crazy money if it is crazy money. I don't know what it is, right? So I can't speak for everybody's ability to spend the money on it. But the benefit of 365 is that they've been putting their accessibility changes in the product, and they're keeping up to date, and they're getting feedback from us and users. And that's only happening in 365. It's not happening in 2016.
Okay.
And so it doesn't mean we shouldn't still be working with 2016, because we are. We have, you know, lots of government agencies who are sitting back on fixed versions of applications like 2016. But when you think about, and I can't even think about some of the changes, there's so many changes that happen in the background that I sometimes forget about them. But there's changes that happen in that app that they give us better hooks to be able to do things. Something else that, you know, as we migrate to the next version of JAWS and Fusion stuff, you know, we're using more and more of the features that Microsoft's giving us, you know, but we still have the older ways to hook as well. So there's different methods that you may want to play with. And I would definitely work with Sight and Sound on that kind of stuff.
So maybe, John, I don't know if you've been in touch with the support guys lately in relation to that. And if you haven't, give them a shout or give me a shout, and I'll talk to them on your behalf, whatever's easier for yourself.
Okay, thanks, Stuart.
Okay, John, okay. Good to talk to you. Thanks, Emil. I'm going to fly through these, Matt, because there's more hands going up. And what I'll say to people who have their hands up is we're going to take two more questions, and then everyone else who has their hands up, do stay patient, because we will make sure to get to everyone. We let Matt do a bit more presenting, because I know you probably have other things you want to chat about. But Ruby Mooney, there's a great name. Ruby, if you'd like to unmute yourself and ask your question, please. I think we have you there.
Yep, I think you can hear me now. Yep. I'm not a fan of the name, but I'm glad.
All right. I think it's a great name. It's like a rock star or something.
Awesome. Well, soon you'll see it in lights. Awesome. My quick question for you, Matt, is I work at Guide Dogs, and we do a lot of support for some of our users. And we do, some users stay in the I do not want to change. And some do like doing all the new updates and things. So learning these kind of enhancements and then trying to give people easy ways to be able to work is really good. So I'm hoping that we can try and promote the feature you just showed earlier that I don't want to say in case it comes off on your computer. The question I had was, we use Zoom and Teams and all those types of things. I have asked previously for a quick keystroke to go into a Teams meeting notification, if you're aware of one. If you're if you have a phone call coming through in Teams, mm-hmm. you can, there's keystrokes to pick that up, mm-hmm. but there isn't one for Teams exactly. You have to either go into the Outlook notification, or you can go into the reminder notification. And I know that they have been working with the notifications area, but I'm just wondering if you have any.
So you're speaking of like when.
And you get your Toast notification.
I get a Toast notification. Yep. Yeah, so that's a Microsoft Toast that they've mm-hmm. not added a keystroke to.
Right.
And I will make a note to talk to them again. I would suggest everybody emails Microsoft or tweets them about this discussion, because the keystroke to answer a call, decline a call,
yes.
or do a video call, AS and D, those are all their keystrokes. So Control-Shift-A for video, Control-Shift-S for voice only, and Control-Shift-D to decline.
Yep.
Those are Teams keystrokes, not JAWS keystrokes.
Yes, I'm aware. Yep.
And so the problem with the Toast, so what I end up doing when I get that is I Alt-Tab to the Teams window, press Control-4, Tab once, press Enter on Join Meeting. But it is more keystrokes.
And you need to make sure that the notification is actually going to be there for that long, depending on how many windows you've got.
Oh, so I don't do the, I don't use the notification window. I go to the regular Teams window and do it.
Into the calendar.
Into the calendar, right. So I Alt-Tab to Teams, hit Control-4, which will take you to the calendar.
Yes.
In most versions of Teams, then Tab once to the Join Meeting.
But that doesn't always work. Sometimes, see if you're on it's a Friday and you've got a meeting on Friday, the join, it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. So we've found some inconsistency with that.
Yeah. So if it doesn't show, you can press, you could shift tab for one instead of tab to get to it. But if it opens up the actual calendar appointment, Alt Shift J will actually join.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I'm not a fan of that. Like, it's a lot of alt tabbing, so I get your point. But this is a perfect thing to be tweeting and notifying. I think it's, I don't know what the Microsoft handle is. It's something enable.
MSF enable.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for your help.
And just one other thing I was going to add to that, because of course in Windows there's about 10 different ways to do everything. And Ruby, I don't know if it's of help. The way I join meetings is go into my calendar into Microsoft Outlook and shift F10 on the appointment, and there's an option to join meeting if it's a Teams meeting. So that's how I do it.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah,
options for our users. Brilliant.
Yep. Yeah. And if you're not familiar, Ruby, the other thing I love playing with is, and we wrote a tip on this, and I think Sight and Sound has this, but it's about using the quick access bar within Outlook and adding the join meeting button to your quick access bar. So it's like Alt and then just press the number one if you move it to the first position. It's a great way to do it.
Right. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you. So using the quick access and then the shift F10.
Those are two great ways of doing it. Yeah.
All right, Ruby. Thank you for your question. Nice to hear from you. Take care. Okay. Now we do have a hand raised from Brian Hartsch, and I know Brian has some feedback about the Zoom muting issue that I think it was John raised a moment ago. But I'm just going to go, first of all, to Phil Troll, who's had his hand raised for ages. So Phil, you should be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. And then we'll pop over to Brian.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed this OA problem. It is a real pain, actually. Anyway, the question I wanted to ask is, I know it's regarding speeding up the way that JAWS speaks to you. I know that obviously you can use the wizard thing, you know, from startup and all that to speed up the voice or whatever. But is there a quicker way of actually, if you've got a computer that's talking a bit slow and you want to speed it up, is there a quick way of doing that?
Yeah, there's two additional ways. I mean, you can obviously, as you say, go through the wizard, but I wouldn't, that's a painful process. Control Windows. I'm going to do Control Alt Page Up or Page Down. We'll do it temporarily. Okay. Or Control Alt Windows will do it permanently. So you do the basically the three keys in the bottom left of your keyboard, hold that down, and then use page up or page down to speed up or slow down.
And that saves it into the file permanently for everything, does it?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Yep.
That's,
and then you can also use the voice assistant to say, make it faster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the other question I was going to ask quickly. The voice assistant, I've only got Windows 7 and JAWS 21. So will that work?
Right. It would. No.
It doesn't work.
No. Oh. Are you going to move to Windows 10?
Well, I've got a newer computer, which my late wife left me, but I haven't had time to play around with it yet. I've got JAWS on it, the 2021, but I'm still using my Windows 7 machine because it's got a lot of stuff on it, and it's a bit old to upgrade it to Windows 10 anyway, really.
Right, Well, it's time to move that stuff to the new computer, because at some point Windows 7 is just not going to be functional.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right, thanks very much. Interesting. Brilliant. Well done.
Take care. Thanks, Emil. We do have a question in the chat about Windows 11, and Matt, we'll ask you about that in a while, maybe for you to comment on Windows 11. Okay, so I just want to bring Brian Hartchin in here for a sec, because Brian, of course, and Brian was at our Monday session Zoom as well. Bit of an expert on Zoom, an expert on a whole load of things. It's great to have him here. So Brian, you should be able to unmute yourself, and we'd love to hear from you. There you go. We have you.
Hi, Stuart and Matt and everybody. I'll make this very brief because I know you've got a lot to do. The reason this issue has happened with some alerts not being spoken is because in the recent build of JAWS 2021, what happened was there was a configuration file missing. And so when you enable all alerts, which they are by default with Alt Windows S for Sierra, it's actually set to only allow for chat messages to be spoken. So you can solve this right now without waiting for the JAWS update to follow. And that is by focusing on Zoom and pressing Control with Function Key F5. And that will cause JAWS to say that all alerts will be spoken, whereupon things like muting or unmuting will be spoken again.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thanks for that, Brian.
Excellent. Thanks, Brian. That was excellent feedback. And I need to now make a note to remind us to post that in. Well, you can. Brian, have you posted that in Facebook? Because I know a lot of people ask this kind of question about.
I can certainly do that. It has been corrected for the JAWS 2021 and 2022 moving forward, but I will definitely do that as well. Yeah.
No, thanks for your feedback. I don't know all the keystrokes of Zoom, so excellent. It's always good to have Brian.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Show
brilliant.
Up and
brilliant to,
provide
brilliant
us
to
the
have
right.
you. We're here. Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Brian. Okay, I'm just going to, I know I said I would go, but there's one more hand left, and he's a regular Webinar Wednesday attendee. That's Andrew Summers. So let me just bring Andrew in. Andrew's up in Glasgow. So Andrew, you should be able to unmute yourself, and we'd love to hear your question. I think we don't have you yet. Should be able to unmute, Andrew.
Hello.
We have you. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Stuart.
Good to
Hi,
hear
Stuart.
You.
I'm very well, thanks. One quickie I've noticed today with JAWS, I'm trying to find a keystroke. I've got Word open. I've got 365. But I want to append. I want to append a file at the bottom of a file that's already open. How do I do it? Can I do it?
So you have it open two different documents?
No. What I've got is only one document open, which is the book I'm writing, actually. It's one of my books that I'm trying to write about my old school life when I was at Condover Hall in Shrewsbury in Shropshire. My life there. Now, I want to attach another file from my computer that I've got, like the history or something, to the actual, at the bottom of the title page.
So, Stuart, I'm not sure if I know the right solution for this, because it sounds like a copy and paste, but I don't want to be guessing on that. That's, so I don't know if we want to.
It's exactly what I'm thinking would be to open the file because
select the text and copy
select
and
the text
paste.
And then highlight the whole lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what and to select all text, you to select everything and in that Word document that you want to copy is Control A. We'll select everything.
A, of course. Yeah.
And then Control C to copy, then go to the new spot where you want to put it, and then Control V.
Yeah, because in earlier versions of Word, there used to be like append append from file.
Oh, and there was an option to insert a file. Is that what you're thinking of, Andrew?
Yes, yes.
That might, do you know what I would suggest? And I don't know the answer, by the way, either, but I think if you do Alt and Q for the Microsoft Quick Assistant thing, you can type in a keyword. So for example, if you said something like insert file, when you type Alt and Q, see if it comes up with an option to do that.
Oh, there's an idea. I never thought of that, Stuart.
Yeah, it might work. Well, and if not, give us a call into the tech support guys, because they might know.
Yeah. Or I'll drop you an email direct.
Yeah, you certainly can. And well, there's no guarantee I'll know, but I'll pass it on to the guys if I don't.
But you can go, if I can't get an answer.
Yeah, do. By all means, send me an email. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I glanced around in the Alt Q menu, which Alt Q is a great function for those of you who aren't familiar with it. A great way to search for commands within Word, so or Outlook or Excel or any of the other Office applications. You just press Alt Q and then type what you're looking to do. And I typed append, nothing came up. I typed in insert file. I got some weird stuff, but I'm not sure. So you have to play around with that section and then, but email Sight and Sound that question. Yeah. That'd be great.
All right, Andrew, get in touch with us and great to hear you, okay?
I'm brilliant and yourself as well. And keep
thanks,
up the good work.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay. That was Andrew. Now, I know we just have one more who's Jonathan Abro. And then after that, if anyone raises their hand, we will come back to raised hands, but I'm going to leave hands raised for a few minutes so that Matt can do some more presenting. But Jonathan, I know, has been in touch with me a couple of times and he's a JAWS user and he's also a lovely guy. So Jonathan, you should be able to speak. You should be able to unmute yourself. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, Stuart. Yeah, thanks for a great webinar. First of all, Matt, I think get a beer is a great command. So
hey, I agree.
I'm with Stuart on that.
add that one in, Matt. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
You can ask it to tell you a joke, but I don't know that that's going to be one. Yeah,
so I wanted to go to the fridge and get me a beer, Matt, and bring it back. Exactly. You can do that. You know?
Two quick questions. First of all, you went through with the voice assistant how to turn off in the menus. Is there a key shortcut for that?
Not that I know of. Okay. I think you have to go to the menus and do it.
Okay, cool. And the second one is something I've asked Stuart in the past, is in Outlook, when you do an advanced find of your messages and you come up with the results pane, if you maximize that window and you go to the bottom pane where the list of results is, if you're a mouse user, you can sort that by whichever column you choose. Mm-hmm. However, in JAWS, and I admit I'm on 2020, I'm going to be upgrading soon, and using Outlook 2016, there is no way that I've found using different cursors or keyboard commands that I can sort by any of those columns. Do you have a solution for that?
I don't. I'd have to play around with that. So so you're in, I'm going to go over to Outlook. I'm not sharing my screen just because I'd have to share my entire Outlook. But let me see, Control-Shift-F.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to type in JAWS, which is going to come up with lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
And then I maximize that window, F6.
Sort by the column and of then, who it's received from.
See, messages tab. Sent to F6. And then that's interesting. I mean, it's something I'll take up. I'll have to ask Microsoft if they've not given that. So are you normally would see what, like headers across the top of that?
As I remember from my site days, you would see the column headers. So receive date, who it's from, subject, and so on. And if you clicked with a mouse on one of those columns, it would sort by that column. But I'm a complete JAWS user now, and there's no way that I can find to get to those column headers. If you were in File Explorer, you would tab from the results window.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
You're right. So same thing, but it doesn't work in that advanced
triangle. It's really weird because I've just used other commands to kind of look and see if there's headers there, and I'm not finding them. And it doesn't mean they're not there, but I'm not running Fusion to look. I'm just running JAWS. So
as long as you maximize the window of the headers,
which I did. Yeah. It's really interesting because I don't.
That's a huge frustration for me.
Yeah.
Can we get it taken offline then, Matt, for Jonathan?
Yeah.
Either through the support. I mean, it may be easier for Jonathan. Jonathan, if you want to email me, I might pass it over to Matt. Is that the best way we can do this?
Drop me a
quick email.
I mean,
Jonathan,
it's an interesting one. So definitely shoot Stuart an email or support, and then we'll see if we can figure out something with you guys. On that,
thank you.
If you want to send it to me, Jonathan, I'll send it to Matt, and then we can at least it's on our radar as well.
Brilliant, thank you. Thanks again for a great webinar.
All right, Jonathan, good to talk to you. Okay, brilliant. That is all our hands for now. You can raise your hand, of course, if you wish with Alt and Y, or you can press Alt and H if you wish to chat. Matt, we had a question in the chat, and I suppose it's a few things, a few people have asked about Windows 11 support, sort of how that's coming along. I don't know if you want to make any kind of general comments.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
Windows 11.
You know, I think we're starting to plug in bugs for it and seeing what we can get resolved. I would say that, you know, there was already a fix made in 2021 July release for it. There'll be more changes for 2022 as we get through experimenting. You know, keep in mind that it's a very fluid process with Microsoft, so they're making a lot of changes still today. And so as they continue to make changes, we have to determine, is it a bug in JAWS or is it a bug that Microsoft needs to fix? And so since the product is still so early, you know, you will find bugs, okay, if you go play with it. It's just a fact. They could be ours or they could be theirs. We don't know what. Our good test case is always using Narrator with it to test to see if it's working with Narrator. That means if it's working with Narrator, Microsoft's already tested that feature. And if it's working, then we need to solve a bug in our part. Some of it's not bug, but bad user kind of, you know, like we may say checked or unchecked when it should be selected or not selected. Well, that's because of the way they changed the name of the control, right? So we have to go through and make some adjustments. There's other things like the start menu we had to fix in 2021 in July. So if you go use 2020 with Windows 11, you're not going to have that fix. So those are some of the things that I would expect us to be okay. I would say that, you know, Microsoft, I would say that if you're going to use Windows 11 for your day-to-day, I would expect some bugs are going to come up. We're not going to have them all solved for even the first release of 2022 because Microsoft is still making loads of changes. So we're adapting to all of their changes along the way as well. So I'd think more like the December release of JAWS right before Christmas is going to have more of the Windows 11 fixes because Microsoft will be more finished at that point because they're rolling out for Christmas time on all the new hardware and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And that's an assumption on their delivery time.
A work in progress, I suppose.
But I mean, it's usable. There's nobody who says it's not usable today. It is somewhat different, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there, but it's mostly cosmetic.
And I know some people have been testing it, so that's good. We've a message in chat from Svetlana from the Elita Group, of course, good friend of webinars, always coming to our sessions, and she's great. And Svetlana is just asking, any idea when more languages for Sharky will be added? Is there anything?
I don't know. So the challenge is that our bounds are going to be tied to the Microsoft Azure platform where we do all of the work. And so it does take a lot of time because when we do it, there's a lot of work that goes into all the testing and validation across all the products. So I would not say that it's fast. I don't remember all the voices we do. I think it's English, Spanish, French, German, Dutch. I think those are the ones right now. I know that people would like to get Italian done next, but it's not a it's not a speedy process for us to do it.
Okay, very good. We have a question from Liz McLuckie. I've heard about Immersive Reader being mentioned. What is this, please?
So Immersive Reader is a feature within Microsoft Edge. If you land on a page that supports Immersive Reader, and JAWS 2021 will announce, I'm not sure if 2020 will, but 2021 will definitely announce Immersive Reader available. You can then press F9. And basically what it does is if you've used an iPhone, there's a setting on the iPhone inside the Safari browser where you can basically put it in reader mode. I'm not sure what it's actually titled. I think it's called reader mode. And they may have changed the name at some point. But basically it gets rid of all the stuff on the page except for the contents that you care about, which is the body. So if, for example, you're reading a blog article that Sight and Sound's written, and you land on that page, you can press F9 and it will strip out the, you know, I don't think Sight and Sound puts ads all over their page, but an example would be the ads, the toolbar, the search bar. You basically don't have a way to interact with the page, but you have a way to read the page. And F9 will start and stop the Immersive Reader mode. And then they also have a play and pause on that, which would give the Microsoft voice, not the JAWS voice, to start reading the page to you. So it would not be JAWS reading it. It would be the built-in browser screen reader, not narrator, but the built-in voices from the browser. Okay, so that's what the Immersive Reader does.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, Matt. And we've a solution, by the way. This is the great for these webinars, people helping each other. So Ruby Mooney, who spoke earlier, has gotten in touch with Jonathan on chat, and she's proposed a solution, Jonathan, that when you go into your search results, press Control and Space, then press Shift and F10 to open a context menu, and you will go down to an option called Sort. I did not know about this. This is really interesting because I will find that useful. So I'll try that out later on. Thank you, Ruby.
Did anybody write that down? Because I didn't.
I can send it. I can send it out. Yeah, we can pull that out.
Yeah, we can always pull the chats after this. Would be
but
great.
Basically, Shift F10 is the key, I think. And what Ruby is saying is make sure no message is selected. So Control and Space to unselect them.
That's awesome. Oh.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Thank you, Ruby. That's fantastic. We'll come back to the chat in a few minutes and come back to you. I know there's one or two people sitting with raised hands. Andrew, I know you're back and we'll come back to you in a while. Matt, we're entering towards public beta time. Is there anything you want to sort of tell people to look out for? Anything you might be able to tell us?
Oh, boy. People love doing this to me, don't they?
We kind of put you on the spot. Sorry about
that.
You know, people are here to hear something, so we have to give them something.
Yeah, so I'll say this, and I don't know what Eric said yesterday, so I'm going to be careful because
he didn't really say a lot because we were focusing on Zoom text more. So
okay, got it. Yeah. So one of the things that we are going to start doing is merging some settings for you. So today you would always have to run the merge utility, or it's going to say, hey, did you used to use 2021? Do you want to merge your settings? We're going to go ahead and bring your voice settings and your braille settings over. And so you should see that in the public beta come at the beginning of September. And you know, the intent is to make it easier because right now users have to go and reset up their braille display or reset up their voice settings and stuff like that. And so I would say that's probably one thing that's going to happen that's important.
Okay, so a more streamlined way of, I suppose, getting your settings back up and running when you install JAWS. So that's it.
Yeah, and it's going to be most, I don't think it's all settings. So there's probably still the opportunity to do merge because you have your, you know, you may have special scripts that you've purchased or set up yourself, and you may still have to do a merge for that. I'm not sure of all the stuff that's coming over. So you'll want to read the notes when the public beta comes out, but the intent is the voice settings and braille settings. You should not have to go set up your speed again. You shouldn't have to go, you know, if you have keyboard echo set to words or punctuation set to some instead of most, you shouldn't have to go do that. We should do that for you. And the same goes for braille displays, because users used to have to, if you weren't using a Freedom Braille display, you used to have to go back all the way through the whole process.
Okay. And you're expecting the public beta, I guess, in the next couple of weeks, are you?
It's like September 7th or 8th, whatever the Wednesday is right after the US holiday. Labor Day is, I think, the Monday, the 6th, I think.
Okay. All right, very
good. If I get the days right of the month.
Sometime around that second week of September, we look forward to that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's the first full week of September. Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Yeah. Now, we do try to keep these sessions to an hour. We've got about 3 minutes to go because I'm conscious of Matt's time as well. But if anyone has any more questions, either chat or raised hands, you can do that. I'm going to go back to Andrew Summers.
Can I mention one other cool feature that came out in May? Because I think it's really powerful, which was our email thread navigation. So if you're using Outlook 365 and you're using JAWS 2021 May release or later, you can press the letter N to move through your email inside the body of the existing email. And I apologize for any dog noise in the background. So I'll just open it up real quick. And by the way, I'm not tied. I have another half an hour if you want me. So you guys pick and choose the length of your webinar, but I'm going to open up an email.
Inbox M8 with document 2 words. Stuart Lawler, Microsoft.
A message from
Stuart Lawler, Microsoft.
Stuart, no, that's some inbox, Teams.
Document 2 words. Video provides a power read. Welcome to the CES 2022
All right.
Exhibitor.
So I have an email here.
Can you share your password with me? I will want to make sure that the information in that is up.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to share my password with you. So this is a message from Laura. She's asking for my password, and I'm just going to hit the letter N to move forward through the email.
Matt Ader on Wednesday, August 11th, 2021, 7:47 a.m. FYI.
So I obviously sent this to her this morning. I'll press N again.
Says on Wednesday, August 11th, 2021, 3:01 a.m. Caution, this email originated outside Vispero. Do not click blank. Says 2022 graphic. Vispero. Blank. Dear Matt. Blank. Thank you for securing your exhibit space for CES 2022.
And if I hit N again.
Wrapping the top of email thread. Can you share your password with me? I will.
It goes back to the beginning. So if you have an email you've opened up that had 5 or 6 replies, you can always. If you're reading the first time of this email, you can always do shift N to go backwards, and it will start at the first message and just press shift N again to go backwards to the next message. This should work with Outlook messages and inside Microsoft Outlook's 365. It should also be able to support any Gmail emails that came in and iOS emails that came into Outlook. If you're using some other mail client that those messages came in from, it may not pick those headers up. But the idea is that it moves through the email, reads the from, the date, and then starts reading the first line of the email. And the idea is to make it faster for you to move through your emails.
And it really does. As someone who does this a lot, and I've been using this feature since you guys
upper
brought
ribbon,
it in, it's fantastic. It's really, really good. Just on the subject of Outlook as well, I had a quick play there while Matt was showing that feature. And Ruby solution works. For Jonathan, so you
well, thank you, Ruby.
You can do a shift F10. I think Ruby will send you a T-shirt, Sight and Sound T-shirt for that. I think. so you can do shift F10, and you can view the you go into the sort your messages. So Jonathan, I hope that works for you. Okay, I'm going to go back to raised hands, Matt, because a few more people have put hands up since. And we will come back to you, Andrew. But I just want to allow people who haven't had a chance to speak first to speak. Ruby says I'm always happy to help. So there you go. I'm going to go to James Bazzoni, and then we'll go to Mary Lavelle, two people with their hands raised. So James, you should be able to speak, and we'd love to hear your question. You might just need to respond to the unmute prompt.
Hello.
Hi, we have you.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much for letting me on. Thank you.
No problem.
You appreciate that. I'm talking Braille displays. Writing in more than one language on the computer. I've got the voice organized whereby you go to different texts and it reads in different languages. I do English and Italian, but the Braille is a bit problematic because when you write it, if you use accent signs, of course, the jaws will speak different letters. It doesn't do it very well. So how do you change the Braille display to write in a Word document?
So this is one, Stuart, I'd love to chat with James on this. So if you can get us connected, we can do
sure.
some further discussions on this topic. It's a very small, unique cases where we find people writing in multiple languages, because that's what you want to do, right? You want to do
it
in English.
Yeah.
And so they're very unique cases. So let's chat. All right.
Okay.
Let's get us connected and we can see if we can work on a path for you to make that work.
So James, if you'd like to just drop me an email, I'll get you set up with Matt.
Okay, thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's great. Just on chat as well, we have Sharon Lines, who works for Sight and Sound Technology, and she says, Ruby is a star and so is Brian. So there you go. And we agree. They're all very helpful people. So thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to go to Mary Lavelle. And Andrew, we will come back to you in a sec. So Mary, you should be able to unmute yourself and we'd love to hear your question. I just have to respond to the
webinar.
There you go. We have you.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Mary.
Thank you. Enjoying the webinars very much. My question is to the previous topic you were on there, Matt, about N using Alt N, was it? Within an email. Within the, if someone forwards an email, I just find it very tiresome having to go down through all the, you know, the their signatures and possibly all this stuff about, anyway, it takes just ages to keep going down, down, down. So would N work in that case?
Yeah, N would go forward and shift N would go backwards. And so it would be, depending on how your forward came in, you would be wanting to use either the May or the July release of JAWS 2021 or Fusion 2021.
Okay.
So if it's, and the reason I say July is that there was fixes made in the July release. So it's better to use the July, but the May release included the feature, but it didn't support all, it didn't support Gmail and iOS emails that were forwarded. So you didn't get, it wasn't able to go past those headers.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's great.
Okay, Mary. Thank you very much. Great to hear, Mary. And Jonathan's going to try out the Microsoft Outlook feature later. So, Jonathan, hope that works for you. Come back to us if it doesn't. I was going to say, go back to Ruby if it doesn't. okay, let's bring Andrew Summers back. Andrew, hope the book is going right. We have to send us a copy, by the way, when it's released.
Hi, Stuart. Yeah. Sorry to come back again. Somebody you mentioned about sorting messages in Outlook Mail. If you're in your list of emails on the right-hand side, if you use the tab key once, you'll get a load of buttons that will say all mail and so on. There is one there called sort mail. You tab, you can use your right arrow when you get to those buttons, go to the one you want and press the enter key.
Yeah, brilliant. It just shows that there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say over here. So it's great when people bring a number of different ways to do different things.
So if Matt wanted to try that, he could try that himself.
All right. Andrew, thanks for the tip. Brilliant.
Okay, no problem.
Lovely stuff. Thank you. Okay. Matt, anything else you want to flag for us before we let you go? Anything else that you want to maybe mention or a feature that people, you know, maybe sometimes has been hanging around for a while that might be overlooked that you think you want to mention?
Well, there was somebody who uses Teams, and one of the commands that I've, you know, there's new commands within JAWS with for Teams support. Those will continue to evolve because Microsoft's making drastic changes to the Teams interface. So expect some changes there. So that's coming in the, you know, fall when they release their new versions of Teams. But you have things like Alt 1 through, you know, Alt 3. So Alt 1, 2, and 3 when you're in chats in Teams, or if you're in a team within Teams, those keystrokes are very useful to be able to move around to different what they call multi-page tabs. Additionally, within Teams, when you're, one of the things that people have struggled with is when you're in a, you're reading the chat messages and you land on a message from Stuart, for example, and I'll just pull it up here. Let's see if I have a second. Let's see, Alt S to share.
And just while you're doing that, Matt, I'm going to mention we have an email from Mark and Bernadette Chanley, and they're just asking, I think this is an easy one for you to answer, will Windows 10 be supported into the future with JAWS?
Yes, 100%.
Thought that would be.
There was a rumor floating around on Facebook that we were stopping support for Windows 10, and that is not correct.
Okay, and really, I suppose the other one they have, and I'm assuming it's they ask about column reading. So, sorry, let's just pull up the email here. So, will the new version of JAWS be able to read columns as columns rather than just left to right over the whole page, which mixes up column text? Now, I'm assuming Mark and Bernadette are talking about something that's not in a table, but where you might have had columns in Word.
Yeah, but so Word columns should be supported anyway. So I don't know. We'd have to see the document they're talking about. You know, there's, you know, yeah. You could make a PDF in a bad way, right? So, or even a web page in a bad way. So I would be very interested to see the document. So if they share that with you, Stuart.
Okay, so Mark and Bernadette, if you'd like to reply to that email you sent me, send on the document and we'll pass it to Matt, and between us all, we'll see if we sorted it. Okay, sorry, Matt, just
flag. So I'm in a message from Stuart.
Title is Stuart Lawler, Microsoft Teams.
And let's see if I'm,
Blend.
Hopefully you said nice things to me.
I did,
if
I,
hit,
I did.
If, all nice if I hit, it, it's all clean, so I'll hit Shift Tab to land in my chat messages.
Message list, message from Stuart Lawler. Okay, we are live at the top of the hour. Does that give you enough time? Sent today at 8:55
Now let's say I actually wanted to read this word by word. I can't really do that right now the way Teams is written. So there's a command in JAWS called virtualize. And the virtualize command is insert shift V. But if you don't know it, you can always tell the voice assistant to virtualize it. So I'll just press the voice assistant, virtualize it.
Virtualizing current control. Message from Stuart Lawler. Okay, we are live.
And now I'm in the virtual viewer.
Virtual viewer.
And I can move
from Stuart Lawler here. Okay, we are live at the top of the hour, comma.
And I'm moving word by word through here. This is a great way to copy a link out of stuff. There's other ways to get to links, but if you're not comfortable with that, virtualize current control, which is insert shift V. That keystroke's been around a long time, but more importantly, you can ask the voice assistant just to virtualize it. So I always love to share that one because it's one that's a teaser that most people don't know that command. And it's a great command for being able to navigate through something like Teams.
Yeah, the virtualized one is definitely good.
Speech on demand.
Okay, brilliant. Just having a quick look at the chat in case there's anything else that's come in. And I don't think there's anything new. So Matt, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks for answering all our questions, for giving us so much useful information. I think we're all looking forward to the next version of JAWS 2022 coming out.
And I promise there's more stuff than what we've teased here today.
I'm sure there is. We'll have to bring you guys back later.
I look forward to it. We should just get us back in September right after the public beta and we can walk through some stuff with you
okay,
guys.
Right. We'll come back on that. Definitely. That's another webinar session for everyone to put in their diaries. If you want to get in touch with us after today's session, if you want to take advantage of any of the offers, and we flagged a lot of them on Monday, give us a call. This our sales team are happy to chat to you. Those guys are very busy this week, so just bear that in mind. If you don't hear from somebody immediately, somebody will get back to you. You can call in the UK on 01604 798 070, or here in Dublin on 01665 0429. This is the end of today's webinar. We're back tomorrow with Ron Miller from Vispero, talking all about Braille displays and Pearl camera, and really looking forward to that session, actually. And remember, our tech surgery is on Friday. Matt, you're a gentleman. Thank you so much for being with us today. Stay well, and we hope to catch up with you again very soon.
Thanks, Stuart. Have a great day. Thanks,
Take
everybody.
Care. Thanks, everyone.